On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world. Good morning, everybody. The 21st of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's our first responders over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. I'm here with Ashley, and she's going to give us the weather report, and then we're going to do some updates on traffic conditions and also the fires that are burning out there.
But most importantly, happy National Junk Food Day.
Junk Food Day.
Yep, I've totally planned on celebrating this one.
I've watched you, and you have M&Ms in a dish on your desk in there, in your offices there,
yes,
in your publishing company.
And but I don't eat the brown ones.
I know. As I go through, I've noticed how you kind of leave the brown ones. You have no problem with me picking out the brown M&Ms.
Help yourself.
As I walk out, but that limits me to like two or three, as opposed to just sitting there and going through
mouthful.
The entire bag of your M&Ms looking for. And I'm not sure what this does for COVID, because I'm picking through all your M&Ms that you eat later on, or other people eat later on.
That's fine. I'm not afraid of cooties.
Okay.
First and foremost, we do have a traffic alert. Sue just called in saying that there was a light out at California and Tehama, and some in Market Street. So any of this central downtown area, be extra cautious. If the light's flashing, just treat it as a four-way stop, and make sure you look every direction before proceeding.
Okay.
For today's weather, we are looking at hot, but not quite as hot as yesterday. So we are at 102. Yesterday we were predicted to hit 106 with a current temperature of 72 degrees. Our low overnight is going to be 68 degrees, and we'll only get up to 99. We're staying in the double digits tomorrow. Yay. I'm excited about that. My car gets like incredibly warm inside. Well, maybe I'll try baking a cookie at some point.
There you
go. That's the news cliche.
just go cook some, what is it, drop an egg on the hood, see if it cooks.
Yep.
Yeah, mine.
But a high of 102 today, not quite as windy, with the winds from the south being about 5 to 7 miles per hour this afternoon.
Okay. Do we have our fire updates? Is that going to come in a couple minutes?
That'll come in a couple minutes. I have some of them, but I know there were a lot of fires in the last 36 hours or so, I'm going to try to get it all at once.
Okay. All right. Hey, weather reports and traffic are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned and managed company in Anderson, provides outstanding customer care, great service. They also have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's call them at 365-3793. Also, they have generators that they can help you with. If you are looking to get a generator, when they start cutting the power off, and PG&E will, it's just a matter of time, they've already said it, that they also have generators at Shasta Gas and Propane. It's a veteran-owned business. They are great people. Okay. Today, Tuesday, the 21st, it's interesting watching some people were, yesterday we had the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect on. And it was a very, there's no animosity. It's Susan Wilson. And, Susan and I don't agree on a lot of things politically. But one of the things that we all should agree on is treating each other a little more gentle, a little more of the golden rule of treating people like you would like to be treated. And we talked about different aspects of doing that in our nation, and why we shouldn't take down statues from the past, and but not saying that that we were saying that there was overpowering racism in Shasta County. Nobody ever said anything like that. I don't know where people are getting that idea. But the fact is that there there have been cases of racism. And I can't, I don't believe you go anywhere in the world hardly and not find acts of prejudice, I guess you could say, or bias toward people. I think we're blessed in Shasta County that we don't have I can't say there's none just because I haven't heard of it, because I'm not a person of color. And if I was a person of color, they might say, well, yeah, but, you know, Carl, this has happened. And so, you know, those things, and I have heard that, you know, from some individuals. So we're not saying that it doesn't exist or that it's overpowering. So I hope nobody takes it like that. And if you did, that wasn't the purpose of the show. Purpose of the show is to be, you know, that we should learn how to be a little more giving, a little more patient with each other and see where we're coming from. Now, in saying that, I can tell you is that the media is, and for the most part, mainstream media is really harping and pushing to push divides into our country. And when they push divides into our country, people get into, we get kind of tribal in the sense that we, instead of looking at what's the best for, you know, moving our nation forward, all of a sudden we're divided into warring camps, whether it's a political camp or it's one of race or religion or it'll be something. But it seems like the mainstream media is just pushing really hard on this. And if it's not, you know, and we go from week to week, depending on, you know, on COVID-19, which is always the underlying tension, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. It's a hoax. All of COVID-19 is a hoax. It's not a hoax that it's real, and people aren't taking it seriously enough to. You can't tell me what to wear, what mask to wear, or wear a mask. And if you are wearing a mask, it's okay for me to get in your face and yell at you because you're obviously a communist. I mean, these are things that are happening, and it doesn't have to be. What difference is it to you if I wear a mask? Oh, you know, I'm not going to go up to you and say you should be wearing a mask. I'm not going to say that. I'm wearing my mask. You're an adult. You can figure it out whether you want to or not. But to get into anger and to get into this thing where you feel like you have to browbeat people and tell people why they're wrong, it's none of your business while I do something. It's none of your business. And frankly, I don't give a damn what you think. So don't even bother getting into my – nobody has. By the way, I haven't seen that happen around here, yet I have close friends that it has happened to on a couple occasions. And I know these people. They are – I mean, this woman is so nice. And on two occasions, people have gotten into her face about her wearing a mask, once up at Mount Shasta and once here in town. I have no idea why people would do that. I knew they wouldn't do it to her husband because he'd take him by the throat and put him on the floor. You know, you want to get in my face and yell, you know, names at me. I'm going to react to that. You know, so I don't understand this compulsion to preach the other side. Hal Johnson was on yesterday. He wears a mask. That's up to, you know, to Hal. But if you watch what happens on Facebook, he says, yeah, I wear a mask. And immediately people are saying, you know, you're buying into this. You're buying into this hoax and all that. And, oh, look at these people that were declared dead. Or if they were killed by COVID and it was in a motorcycle accident, which, by the way, did happen down in Florida. But did he have COVID? Yes. Was he killed by COVID? No, he was killed when the car hit his motorcycle head on. That wasn't a COVID death. There's other deaths that are attributed to COVID when these people are dying, but they still would have, what killed them was COVID. And I've given several examples of that, but it was still COVID that killed them. So, and you go back to this mask thing, go back to 1918 and look up photos of people wearing masks and social distancing and having classes in school outside on the, and this is 1918, my friends, 1918, and having classes outside in the football field in the stands. people getting their hair cut outside. And from what I understand, Newsom has just said, oh, yeah, okay, you can do haircuts as long as it's outside, as they did back in 1918 and 19. See, we're moving forward. There was pictures of people that all had their mask on, and one lady was holding a sign, don't mask, you're going to jail. 1918, this was going on. So, you know, we've made the circle here 100 years later. Anyway, a lot of things to talk about today. 8 o'clock, we're going to have Reading City Councilman Mike DeQuisto roll in here. And we're going to talk about what's going on. Now they're talking about another fee for landscape maintenance. But there's going to be a number of different things we're going to talk about. I hope your morning is starting well. 7:15 in the morning here, 73 degrees, going up to 102 today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by my favorite barbershop, Cypress Girl Barbershop. And I was waiting with anticipation of getting my haircut last Thursday. And what happened? I missed my appointment. And then called 10 minutes after my appointment was supposed to be there and said, is it too late? And he goes, yeah. People are standing outside, so I just pulled one in. Okay, great, sorry. So, but it's Cypress Square Barbershop. They work on appointments, and you can give them a call at 244-9478. And it's 10 minutes in between customers, and that gives them a chance to sanitize the chair. Everybody has disposable drapes on. They do. The customers do. Everything is sterilized, sanitized, so you don't have to worry about it. And it is a great place to get a haircut, and it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're kind of like open line between now and 8 o'clock. So I've got a number of things to talk about. If you've got something you want to chit-chat about, something stuck in your craw, give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 10 years for Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. A place where I go to buy my firearms. They have every type of firearm that I've wanted. If they didn't have it, they would get it for me. Whether it's rifle, shotgun, or pistol, they have all the accessories, and they have ammo. I can't promise you that when you get down there today, because, you know, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, they're going to have all the ammo that you want, or even the brand, because it seems like there's a run when you have, you know, 893 million people buying guns. Yeah. Okay, exaggeration? Yes. But we set a new record every month for people buying guns. And when they buy guns, they buy ammo. They're located at 2539 Larkspur. Great customer service, super people down there. Give them a chance to meet or beat the big box gun stores. All right? You can give them a call at 222-8222. You know, every so often, you know, on Facebook, people send you messages, you know, through this messenger thing. It's incredible that, you know, for years I didn't get any, but all of a sudden I started getting a lot of them. I'll tell you, send me a message, most of the time I'll ignore them because, sent you a link, sent you a photo, something. And I just, you know, okay, fine. However, I did open one the other day. And I have to share this with you. This is some young lady, and it comes out of the Savvy Truth. And she looks like she's 12 in this. But I wanted to share at least the first 30 or 40 seconds of her. And are we ready there? Okay.
With the proper crisis and the perfect dose of fear, our politicians can make us give up any constitutional right they want us to without any actual reason. I genuinely wonder if our politicians actually listen to anything that they're saying anymore, because I cannot believe the hypocrisy that is coming out of their mouths. As many of you may know, we're in a world pandemic, but is it really as bad as they say, or are Democrats twisting our fear into something that it isn't? No, wait, they're politicians, and they know what is best for us. I am not allowed to buy gardening supplies, but I can go buy alcohol and drugs and go get an abortion. I'm not allowed to purchase a firearm, but they're releasing hundreds of criminals onto the streets to protect them from getting infected with coronavirus while I cannot buy a firearm to defend myself. And I, of course, am not allowed to go to church. The First and Second Amendment, you don't need those.
Okay, this goes on from there. But like I said, she's it's called the Savvy Truth. And I think it was one thing liberals can sit at home with Netflix and Nutella. It's amusing
And she's doing it in an amusing way. But, again, it's the type of thing that, again, our country is being whipsawed back and forth. And I think the media is playing a big part of it. I think if there wasn't, I believe if there wasn't a an election coming up, you wouldn't be having a lot of this. And I know for sure if it wasn't Trump. It could have been anybody else. But the hatred for Trump by the media, where they ignore facts, or they literally print lies and then later on go back, well, we weren't right on that. The lies, of course, are headlines, gets everybody talking about for 24 hours, and they go back in the, I guess we weren't right on that. It doesn't play for 24 hours. What kind of shape is our country in? You know what? Frankly, I don't know if anybody could tell you, because if you just look at the headlines and most of the mainstream media, we are going to hell, and we're going to hell fast. And we hate each other, and, the economy is, the stock market's up. Yes, more people are being hired and all this, but guess what? It's not real. I mean, it's like everything wants to fail. Now, here's the thing is, if you keep telling people this because you want to have Joe Biden elected, do you think this is going to turn around? Is the COVID-19 going to stop the instant in January he becomes, he gets sworn in? Well, what if it happens before that? Are we ever going to hear it? Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think there's going to be any chance of the mainstream media being fair up until the election? No. I do want to do an update from around here for all these fires that we're having. And last night we were watching the sunset. It was beautiful because there's smoke in the air. Mm-hmm. It always makes the sunsets better. What's it look like out there, Ashley?
We are looking at 5 different major fires that have struck and become interesting in the last 24 hours or so. The first one we're looking at is in Shasta County. That's a Platina fire. We're up to 45% containment, 340 acres. The Badger Fire is in Siskiyou County around Yreka, 30% containment, 490 acres. Lassen County is pretty much entirely on fire. We have 2 different fires, both of which are pulling evacuations. That's the Gold Fire and the Hog Fire. Now, the Gold Fire is at 0% containment and 4,500 acres. And the Hog Fire also at 0% containment at just over 12,000 acres. So the last fire I wanted to talk about is our little bit of good news, and that's the one that was near Red Bluff yesterday, and that one has been all the evacuations have been lifted. But even though we don't have a red flag warning here in Shasta County, a lot of the counties around us do. Modoc, Lassen, Plumas, all of those have been getting struck by lightning the last few days, and So that's where a lot of these fires are coming from.
Okay, and so, let's not forget the fire we had down along the trail here that somebody started because they were bored.
Yeah.
Out at Turtle Bay. They caught that and they got the fire out. They caught the guy.
Good.
And then, of course, the other thing I want to remind everybody, a guy got arrested, a father got arrested day before yesterday or 2 days, Saturday afternoon, because he left his kid in the car and went into a convenience store or a store where he was in there for over 12 minutes. Well, it was over 100 degrees and the car was closed with no windows down.
Indirect sunlight.
Sunlight. And luckily a policeman just happened to see this going on. He walked over there, saw the kid was in distress, got the door open, and they eventually called the EMTs in there. But the father was arrested for being, I think, under the influence also of something.
And child endangerment.
So, be careful out there. We talk about this and people say, well, how can you... how could you forget there's a child in the car, a baby in the car? Well, obviously you can.
Yeah.
Because we'll lose, and unfortunately we'll be reading about it, we'll be losing children this summer due to that. Because for whatever reason, and it doesn't mean that, and you've seen cases that they weren't bad parents, it's just that he was hurried and he wasn't used to taking the child to school and he forgot, or to the daycare and forgot, and then just left.
In this case, he was under the influence.
In this case,
it was
different.
He was driving because he was at a convenience store.
Yeah, in this case, that was different, but I read another case. It destroyed the family. It completely devastated the family. So
Any loss would.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple other things. I want to stand up and cheer for our schools up here and the coaches up here for some decisions that were made. I want to talk about the Record Searchlight moving all the printing over to Chico. And landscape maintenance fees, I'll hang on to until the councilman is in here. But McCloskey's, I want to talk also about the McCloskey's. This couple in St. Louis who felt that they were threatened by a large crowd of demonstrators who had broken through gates onto private property, and they went outside with guns to defend themselves, and what's happened since then and up into the present day. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. Then I heard the old man say, God is great, bear is good, and people are crazy.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment this morning. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, which is a hero in our community. It's a local bank, locally owned, board of directors, local. And they treat their customers just like that, just like neighbors. They are constantly finding ways to help you move forward with your dreams. They have two locations right here in town at 1845 California Street, and the other one in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. And if you're down in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way, Red Bluff, Cornerstone Community Bank. Northern section. Well, first of all, our schools are opening. Now they're going to. Judy Flores, the superintendent, will be on our show Friday to talk about all the things that are going along with that. But then yesterday, after the CIF said that they were going to move all the sports back into the spring, the northern section of the CIF, that's up here, has said, okay, we're going to have a fall sports schedule. There you go, guys. You know, they're going to follow the rules. To a point, but they're going to have a football season up here in basketball. Now, what's that mean? I haven't seen all the things they're going to have to do, but they're also talking about playing just out, not just in your home county, but also playing outside, playing in having out of league teams if they want to play the whole thing. I guess they will. I would assume that they are going to cut down on the amount of seating at the games. And since we found out that they are going to have games, and we are leaning right back in, we're going to have a Friday night game. When they're playing football, we're going to have a Friday night game right here at KCNR. So with that in mind, if you're out there and you are a former sportscaster or you'd like to be a sportscaster and you've got experience, you give us a call at 605-4565 and tell us about it. Let's sit down and talk. It's we pay you for it, and you can have a great time. You get a great seat, and it provides a service for our community here. Otherwise, Carl and Ashley are going to be out there on the sidelines doing our thing.
I promise you don't want my commentary on anything sports related.
Okay, well, we'll find somebody. But if you're interested in something like that, give me a call. We lost our sportscaster. He moved to Iowa with his parents, Brent Weber, who just did an outstanding job, one of the best. So if it's something you think you're interested in, or you've had experience in this, and you say, yeah, I'd like to do that, and it's not a long gig. It's probably like what I think it goes for 11 weeks, but we do pay you well. For going out there for the game and getting to know the players, getting to know the coaches. Now, I think that's just great. Now, of course, that announcement was made yesterday. I guess the CIF can come in and threaten, or Newsom at Noon can come in and threaten somehow and change that. But right now, that's what's happening. The Record Searchlight has now moved all of their printing to Chico. They've consolidated two papers, the one in Chico and ours, as far as the printing. This is a huge event. They've been printing a newspaper here for decades. And the immediate impact is 11 jobs gone and 7 part-time jobs gone. And there was a question and answer with the Record Searchlight and the editor there. And it was tough on the whole staff losing that printing and losing those people that are like members of a family. Now, what impact is that going to have? Well, it should have none. It should be totally transparent. You should be getting your newspaper at the same time. It'll be the same newspaper. And some people are going, oh, no, we need a community newspaper in the Record Searchlight. Does, I think, a good job. Considering they're owned by USA Today, I think they're doing a good job. And so all the reporters are staying, all of those people that produce the news, produce the sporting news, produce our daily news, Dave Benda, all of those, and that staff are staying here. They're writing their stories. They're putting all the stories together. I believe what they do also is that they, you know, all of their stories and everything is sent to another place that sets them up ready for ready to be printed, and then they'll be going to Chico for print and coming back. So you shouldn't see any difference at all in the record searchlight today as of yesterday. It would be interesting to see, because the last paper they printed was yesterday's paper on Sunday night. It'd be interesting to see if everybody got their paper this morning, but I would imagine they did. If you do get the record searchlight and you didn't get it this morning, you can give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll start taking numbers that way. But it shouldn't make any difference. But again, it's the newspaper industry is in trouble. They are more than honest about that. The print newspapers are in trouble. We're losing them every day. And we're fortunate that the Record Searchlight is not one of those on the chopping block. The way we keep it off the chopping block is get a subscription. My subscription is for Sundays and then, of course, into their digital side of their paper, which I use every morning. It's the first thing I look at when I come in to start looking at things to talk about is from the Record Searchlight. I didn't miss a break, did I? I'm okay on breaks, right? Okay. Sometimes early in the morning, I forget. The other thing is that, have you heard of the McCloskeys? Who hasn't heard of the McCloskeys? Liberal lawyers, Democrats in St. Louis. They're civil liability lawyers, so, and they're very well off. They live in a gated community in this huge house. But realism, reality, touched their lives. Seems like the mayor lives down the street from them. And protesters broke through the gates and started marching down the street, shouting and doing what protesters do down the streets. Were they violent? I can't say they were violent because I wasn't there. Nothing shows anything being destroyed except the gates. McClatchy's were there with friends. They felt that their property and perhaps their lives were in danger. They armed themselves with an M16 and a pistol. She had the pistol. He had the M16. They came out in front of their property, and I never saw him aim the M16 at anybody. I did see Mrs. McCloskey aim her pistol several times at the crowd. I thought I saw a barrel of a firearm in the crowd. Did you see that, Ashley, or not? I've seen that pointed out in several pictures. Yeah, I thought I saw that. So there was, you know, people armed in the crowd. It appears to be. I didn't see anything more than the barrel, but it looked a lot like a firearm. They did it, they said, to protect themselves. They believed their lives were in danger and their property was in danger. Well, the prosecutor, the DA in St. Louis, took umbrage at this and filed felony charges on the McCloskeys. And the reason was that it was unlawful to wave weapons in a threatening manner. So they charged with the felony unlawful use of a weapon following that June 28th incident. Now, you would say, that seems a little biased and aimed at, you know, people. Of course, the McCloskeys, like I said, they are they're white, liberal, Democrat, wealthy people. The Missouri Attorney General, though, said that he is seeking to have the charges against Mark and Patricia McCloskey dismissed, calling it a political prosecution. That with the backlog of murder cases that they have in St. Louis, and don't trust me, they have a lot, a backlog of all the serious felonies they have in St. Louis, and let me tell you, that's a lot. They decided to go after and use their assets against the McCloskeys, who are obviously a danger to the community. Even the governor weighed in. The governor said, he says, if you bring charges against them, I'm just going to dismiss them, or I'll pardon them right then. And so you can imagine what's going on in that city. Now, the Schmidt, who is the Attorney General said that the right to self-defense is deeply rooted in the Constitution, and said the state has an expansive castle doctrine. Castle doctrine is that you can protect your home, that the rules on the street are different once somebody threatens your home or is inside your home, that you feel like you're in danger, which gives broad authority to individuals to protect their lives, the lives of their family members, their homes, and their property. Nobody was shot. Was there gun pointing going on? Yes. Mrs. McCloskey? I'm not saying that Mr. McCloskey didn't do it. I just didn't see any of him. So if you bring charges against people for defending their homes against a crowd who broke in to their private area, the housing area there, broke into it, broke through the gates, loud, frightening to them, they have, in my humble opinion, you have a right to protect your property. And to get a felony unlawful use of firearms charge against you is wrong. It's just plain wrong. But I don't think I have to worry too much about what I think about it, because the governor and the state attorney general are weighing in on it. But this is just another example of people, knee-jerk reactions. How dare those people protect their property? How dare they? I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst knows everything there is to know about repairing windshields. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack well over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you right up front. He's a man of integrity. He's not going to take your money and not fix your windshield. And if he does fix it, he guarantees it for life. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality Sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support, as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567 is our last segment before we get to our 8 o'clock hour, where we have Redding City Councilman Michael DeQuisto joining us. It's here the 21st, Tuesday of July, 750, 74 degrees, going up only to 102 today. Tomorrow we're back into double digits. It'll be strange. Being cool like that at 99. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They have air conditioning in there, and let me tell you, it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Whether you're looking for pieces of estate jewelry, other types of jewelry, and if you're looking for that one piece nobody else has, they'll help you design it, and they'll build it for you. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, have we all agreed that summer is not killing off the virus? Can we all agree on that?
Yep, pretty much.
Okay. And this is something everybody thought, well, okay, well, when it, even medical authorities thought, well, when summer comes, it usually starts wiping out the virus. It seems to be skipping. This year is they're skipping that part. And so what happens now? Now, the Newsom at Noon has now shut down all the restaurants, shut down all the bars, even though I will say there are others out there, they're fighting this. You're up here in Northern California. We don't have a lot of numbers. We don't have our hospitals even near to being full at three people in the hospital. That's it. Look at the different counties up here. And so we have restaurants and owners, small businesses that are fighting back, saying you're not going to – if I have to close again, that may be it. So they're staying open. They're doing it to survive. And, you know, I find places like that I like that I've eaten there before, I will support that. Places that have closed down, my heart goes out to them. But I think that you have to take a look at your life and what this means. And if you are fearful of going into a restaurant and dining there, then please don't do it. If you have underlying conditions and you are concerned that you could catch something, please don't go in those places. But for other people, you know, I mask when I go in there. The wait person there, the staff is all masked. There's no difference than it was last week before Newsom said it. Everybody spaced out, the whole thing. I'm supporting those businesses, and I ask you that you support those businesses too. When they're going back in the takeout, please support those businesses. Before maybe driving through the fast places, fast food places, give these other places a chance too. And with that being said, everything being shut down, as you can see it across the country, when this thing first started, of course, we had the Paycheck Protection Program. People got stimulus checks. The Small Business Administration started paying small business loans for 6 months. But now we've gone back into it again, where much of our country is being shut down. Some states are fighting it, and of course, California is not one of them. And so now, back in Congress, the Treasury Secretary Mnuchin will Well, Munchen will meet with Republicans and top Democrats today in hopes of quickly passing another Corona stimulus bill. He's planning to brief both Senate Republicans on the president's priorities in the next bill, including another stimulus check for Americans and a payroll tax cut, a measure that's been sought by President Trump. He'll also meet with Democrat leaders to discuss their priorities in the bill, including the need to expand the 600 weekly boost unemployment benefits that are ready to expire at the end of the month. I think what you could get with something like that, it could be up to $600 if it matches your, what they want to do is if it matches your pay, it shouldn't be another $600 onto your unemployment, which then pushes your salary up to $50,000 or $60,000 a year. I think we have to take a good look at that. But the idea of protecting businesses out there during this time frame, the question is, how much more can we load? You know, how much more money can we print? How much more money can we print? It's going to be interesting to see what this has done to our national debt, and how do we begin to pay that off? On the other hand, if you let the small businesses, which is obviously the backbone of this country, and small businesses, anything under like 500 jobs, but how many businesses do we have in Reading that have 20, 25 people working, and it's been a solid business for years? And but when this happens, and they have a business that, let's just say they do signs. Well, when businesses shut down, they don't need signs. If there's not events, you don't need signs. So what happens to a sign company? What happens to a farmer who has, you know, has planted their crops and is trying to sell the tomatoes or the vegetables, the lettuce, to the restaurants which are now shut down, who already bought it and now they're on the hook for $8,000, $10,000 worth of food they can't serve because of that. Some you can freeze, of course. Some just is either given out to Good News Rescue Missions or other places that distribute food, but they're stuck. It's really a dichotomy here. How much more money can we print, yet how much of our industrial might, how much of our middle America can withstand another shutdown of services? I don't know if you've ever followed Alex Trebek. You know, of course, he's the host of Jeopardy. He's been the host of Jeopardy for, what, decades? And he's been a great host on that. I was really into Jeopardy for probably about a year of my life, where I'd be down there and I'd be saying, look at me, I could win Jeopardy. And then they get to the next question, and I realize at the end, on the last question where you can bet everything or not bet anything, that I couldn't win Jeopardy because I was always going all in and I'd be right 50% of the time. So, but he has been, he's also been fighting pancreatic cancer, and he's at stage 4 now. And he's just written a book. And it came out today. And he says, I want people to know a little bit more about the person they've been cheering on for the past year. And the name of the book is The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. And, you know, I don't know much about Alex Trebek, except he's a man of courage, and he seems a man of great personal courage to be doing this. We're seeing more and more stores that are requiring masks. You know, of course, first started here with Costco, and now I was going to Safeway the other day. And they had somebody outside making sure people were masked before they went into it. Now Publix, the nation's largest retailers, are requiring what some states and cities won't, the use of face masks. They're going to require all customers wear masks in all of its stores beginning today, joining a growing list of businesses with face covering requirements as COVID-19 cases rise. And again, when we talk about cases rising, I have to remind people is that we're testing more and more and more people. It just stands to reason that you're going to have more cases of it the more people you test. Many of them are asymptomatic. No symptoms at all. It's not affecting them at all. However, you're going to have more and more cases. you have to look at, again, how many people are in the hospital up here in Shasta County. We're obviously doing something right, even with the people that don't wear masks. In the, you know, and other, you know, that, you know, they go, they want to go to church. They go to church. The numbers are still low here. When you get to Arizona, they're getting overrun in a lot of their ICUs. Some of the counties here in California have their ICUs filled up with people. We don't, but that doesn't mean other places don't. And because of that, they start the, you know, if wearing a mask and distancing yourself and washing your hands and not going out if you're sick, you know, it might make sense. We'll be right back after the news with our Reading City Councilman, Michael DeQuisto.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It has been going on every night for close to 2 months. A drumbeat of protest drones on in Portland, Oregon. Last night, a huge crowd marched toward the Portland Police Bureau and Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. President Trump faces criticism for sending in federal officers to protect federal facilities in Portland, but Mr. Trump is resolute.
Portland was totally out of control. The Democrats, the liberal Democrats running the place, had no idea what they were doing.
And Mr. Trump is suggesting that he could take similar action in other cities where violence rages on unchecked. On Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump posting a picture of himself wearing a face mask.
For several months, the president avoided being publicly seen with a face covering, even suggesting that wearing a mask was a political expression. But now he calls it an act of patriotism. In a tweeted photo of himself wearing a mask, Mr. Trump says, quote, "There is nobody more patriotic than me, your favorite president."
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. After a three-month hiatus, president set to once again take center stage in the federal government's coronavirus response, Mr. Trump restarting those daily White House coronavirus task force briefings. A prosecutor has filed charges against a St. Louis couple, a husband and wife, who pulled out guns as hundreds of protesters surged around their home late last month. Mark and Patricia McCloskey charged with unlawful use of a weapon. Dr. Anthony Fauci will throw out the ceremonial first pitch on Thursday at the first game of Major League Baseball's pandemic-delayed regular season. Fauci, self-described fan of the reigning World Champion Series, Washington Nationals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 309 points, the S&P 20 points higher, the NASDAQ currently down 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
A long-awaited report into Russian influence in British politics has finally been released. The document compiled by the UK Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee.
Well, it's a year and a few months since the report was finished, but the evidence for it was given to the committee at least a year and a half ago, in some cases longer. So in a sense, it is out of date. We shouldn't necessarily expect recent revelations from it, but I think it will raise important questions about whether this country has been clear-sighted about the threat from Russia and whether enough has been done, and if not, why. And that will get to the issue of Russian money, Russian influence, including in politics, and whether that's been addressed by successive governments over the years.
That's the BBC's Gordon Carrera. A German man goes on trial today for a Yom Kippur attack on a synagogue. It is considered one of the worst anti-Semitic assaults in Germany's post-war history. News and analysis, townhall.com. Why the lunch lady is the first lady.
First Lady Melania Trump has delivered lunch and possibly some reassurance to people in the nation's capital who could use a helping of both. Mrs. Trump has been making regular visits to schools, hospitals, and other venues to promote her youth welfare initiative, Be Best. But after the pandemic forced classrooms to close and hospitals to bar visitors, she turned to the White House kitchens for inspiration. The First Lady showed up unannounced to visit with District of Columbia firefighters and emergency medical services personnel last week. She brought White House prepared boxed lunches, tote bags, reusable face masks, and hand sanitizer. Keith Peters reporting.
The parent company of Southern supermarket chain Winn-Dixie is reversing its policy. It will now require customers to wear masks at its stores. Southeastern Grocers, Inc. says that requirement will take effect next Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 21st of July, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's your health, your choice. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? I can't think of any other reason to go anywhere else. And Ashley's here with the weather.
Hi. We're looking at a high.
Hi.
Hi. Happy National Be Someone Day today.
Well, I am being me.
That sounds like a good plan. Can't be anyone better. We are looking at 75 degrees outside today. We are looking at a lot of smoke. So if you are wearing those masks, I guess it serves a dual purpose today with a high of 102 degrees. But it's our last triple digit day until the weekend. So we are looking at 99 tomorrow, 97 Thursday, 99 on Friday. We will have a little bit of a breeze from the south this afternoon, but not more than 9 miles per hour or so. Okay. Overnight, we should have gusts as high as 20 miles per hour, though.
Give us a little update on the fires, people are just checking in.
We just got new information on the Hog Fire, which is in Lassen County. That is up in containment to 5%, but also up in acreage quite a bit to 8,000 acres. That fire and the other fire in Lassen County, the Gold Fire, both have evacuations in place. The Gold Fire is at 4,500 acres and 0% containment. There are two other fires that have been putting smoke in the air. One is in southwest Redding. That's the Platina Fire, which at last check was 45% contained and 340 acres. And then there's one near Yreka in Siskiyou County called the Badger Fire. That is 35% contained at 490 acres so far. We do have a red flag warning in Modoc, Lassen, and Plumas counties. There is a lot of lightning going on there, and they think that's going to be the cause for those two fires that are in Lassen currently.
Okay. And the weather and fire reports and traffic reports, you know, started out as just weather reports, but now we're adding in traffic and fire reports since it's that season.
Everything you need to know to get out the door this morning.
And there you go. And it's all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I am very happy to have with me in the studios Michael DeQuista wearing his face shield and two masks.
Good morning.
Just kidding. Good morning, Reading City Councilman.
We're at least 6 feet apart, so don't cough on me and everything will be fine.
Don't count on it. I licked the microphone before you came in. So did Ashley.
It's disgusting.
But not at the same time, okay? The northbound number 2 lane is blocked just south of O'Brien Rest Area due to the fire. And that's just a new fire posted by Caltrans that we haven't seen yet. Hey, thanks a lot to our listeners that are out there, you know, putting things into the chat room because we want to get this out to everybody. Michael, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
How's the city of Reading doing?
Well, before we start, I have to do a shout-out to my daughter who's listening.
Okay.
We had our first granddaughter. She was born June 28th back in Austin. My wife and I went back to visit. It was a perfect pregnancy, perfect birth. She even went into labor on her due date, which I
oh, my God.
I think is unheard of.
Oh, my God.
And healthy baby girl.
Is this your first?
It's our first.
Congratulations,
so, thank
buddy.
You. So we're very excited.
No, congratulations. I remember when my granddaughter was born. I came hobbling in on crutches, and the first thing that happened was at the Naval Hospital at Camp Pendleton. They grabbed me, threw me into a wheelchair. So my daughter and I were wheeled down to the after, you know, she'd already delivered, and I got to hold my I was the second person to hold that baby.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They let the husband in, but they don't let anybody else in because of the
COVID-19. Yeah.
And they gave my daughter a COVID test. And it's interesting. She said the test was more aggravating than giving birth, which seemed a little strange to me. But it might have been the epidural talking.
Yeah, she's still on drugs. Okay.
But anyway,
she was obviously came out negative.
Yeah, she came out.
I wondered that is you know, I just saw where a lady that was in a coma due to COVID gave birth to a baby, and after the baby was born, she then died. I wonder if the baby is infected with COVID.
I don't know. I think we discussed that, and I think my daughter said her doctor told her no, that they didn't have any evidence that it was transmitted from mother to daughter,
mother to baby. But yeah, she was in a coma, and they didn't have that information, but I kind of thought that they were maybe keeping mom alive until the child could be born. You know, it was safe enough for the child to be born. Yeah. And that's so sad.
It's terrible.
You're so joyful as a father to have your child, but then to lose the wife and mother.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things that could possibly happen. Yeah. But anyway, we've been in Austin for 3-4 weeks and had a good time.
Tell me about Austin. Now, Austin is a liberal. It's a Texas liberal city. And but what's that mean?
Downtown Austin, and I think it's Travis County, is fairly liberal. But if you go to the counties around there, as you move away from Austin, it gets back to be more conservative. It
gets back to being Texas. Huh?
Yeah. It's interesting. There's... they do property tax, but they don't have income tax, no state income tax.
Wow. Yeah, but that property tax.
Property tax is big, and each county can make its own tax rate. So you could live in one county, and it could be 2%, and then it could be 3% in an adjacent county.
Or much higher than that.
Well, and the other part is the benefit we have here in California is that there's only the 2% increase each year under Prop 13. Remember, there, they can just reassess it. And it can go up. There's no limit on what it can go up each year. So it can be a lot.
Well, my nephew lived there outside of Austin. He works as a CFO for hospitals, and that's where he started. He was assistant CFO. And my sister was telling me what his property taxes were. And I said, oh, that's BS. And
no, it's not.
And she goes, well, my sister is a lawyer also. So it took her like 2 seconds to message me the property rates in that county he lived in. And it was, and she was absolutely right. I mean, you know, we pay $4,000 to $6,000, and then of course the more expensive your homes are, more. They were paying, you know, at our rate, he was paying like 10%. Maybe it wasn't that high, but it was still a lot of money.
It could be 10 or 12 or 15 grand a year.
Yeah, and I think he was paying 12 grand a year, and he wasn't living in a huge house.
No.
And because they don't have a state income tax.
You got to get it from somewhere.
They get it from someplace. So they're going to get you. Now, state of California, not only do you pay your state income tax and the highest gas taxes in the nation, the highest taxes, now we want to change it that the split roll where they can get you that way.
Yeah.
And this new proposition coming up. And trust me, we'll be talking a lot about that here in the upcoming month. The split roll going for... and tell me if you understand this right, because it's going to affect us here in town, is that they're going to reassess all the commercial properties to today's rate.
I think that's right. I haven't actually read the specific language, but my understanding is they're going to reassess the commercial properties
for today's price.
For today's rate, and it's going to be all across the board.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if it passes or doesn't pass. But the thing about Prop 13, the best part is the yearly increase is limited. But sooner or later, when a property transfers, you raise the value anyway. So all they're doing is Prop 13 doesn't keep money from them. It just delays them receiving it, because every time you sell your house, it gets reassessed at the new value.
Anyway.
It just takes time.
Right.
So,
but this way, when you take commercial property that may have been, you know, it's been there for 40 years. I'm just looking at Chevron Square here. It's been here for a long time, and the same family's owned it. They come back and reassess this property. It's not only are they going to get nailed if this new proposition passes, they're going to get hit with a huge raise in their property taxes, which means they have to pass that down to every one of the businesses here. So to say it doesn't affect a small business, oh, it's just those big property owners like Disneyland, that's just wrong. That's not true.
Well, the other part of it is, if you think about, there may be some fundamental changes as a result of the pandemic and the COVID with how much retail space people are going to need, or how much office space people are going to need. If you can work from home 3 days a week, why does the company need to rent 10,000 square feet? And that's going to affect the owners of those properties. So it may be a double-edged sword. It may not go up quite as much as you think it will.
Well, I think you're right, because a lot of these companies that have 90% of their people working from home, and they've discovered, I don't need this huge office to be able to take care of everybody, because guess what? Our business is fine. You know, you look at people that work in the financial investments industry, they work from home now.
Sure.
And they've got a beautiful office down on the river. So you've got to take a look at it. How much money am I paying at this for this office space, and how much do I really need? Yeah, I need a nice office, but I don't need the 3,000 square feet here. I can do it with 1,500 square feet easily. And
but the landlord's not happy. The
landlord's not happy about that, because now they're going to move out. And you see other people doing the same thing. You're absolutely right. Hey, I'm here with Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going on in the city here. One of the things he brought in is going to be very interesting. The second thing is the a fee raise for the it's either for neighborhoods, or it could be across the whole city.
It's for existing landscape maintenance districts, which are approved as part, generally, they can either be voted on later, or they can be approved as part of the initial development.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's business is expanding, and she is looking for some good people to come work with her. You're fully trained. Your salaries are really good, and you're out there helping people. And you can do this full time, or you can do it part time. But you need to talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350. It is the premier home assistance company in Northern California, maybe all of California. And they help make sure the people are taken care of, whether it's a couple hours a day or if it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's Reading Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Michael DeQuisto. 76 degrees, going up to 102 today.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to the Free Fire Radio Show on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. Phone lines here 605-4567. Today, the 21st of July, 21 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. River Common Senior Living is bringing us a segment, the premier retirement community in Northern California. Gourmet chefs. Activities. This isn't an assisted living facility. This is for senior living, active senior adults who have had enough of worrying about toilet paper and store shelves being emptied and having to fight your way through all of this and standing in line and all of these things that you don't have to worry about because River Commons Senior Living takes care of you. To learn more about it, give them a call at 238-5981. And just remember that River Commons Senior Living is pet friendly. Worry less, smile more. I'm here with Reading City Councilman Michael DeQuisto. And how do you handle the public comment, Michael?
So the city council meetings have been closed for a number of months now. And I have pushed to open them because I think the ability of the public to come in and address their leaders is one of the fundamental rights that we should have. I'd have opened them a long time ago.
Well, obviously not to at least three of the five.
Well, that's true. We finally come around to planning tonight at our first meeting is going to be open to the public. And what we're going to do is allow people in to make comments. I believe that we suggest they wear a mask, but they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep them socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in, and they'll come in one at a time. They'll make their comments from the lectern, which is more than 6 feet away from anybody else. And then they'll be asked to leave after that, and then the next person will come in and do that. So they can still submit comments by email and by the way they've done it before.
Do you read every one of these emails?
We do.
I mean, out loud?
No, we don't read them out loud. But they are provided to us as they're received. So sometimes we get them. The agenda comes out on Thursday, so we may get an email on Thursday or on Friday or Saturday.
How many emails usually?
Depends on the on the topic. Usually for the average meeting, mm-hmm. not very many, because they're not very exciting topics. For things like Costco, mm-hmm. a lot.
Well, let me say this, that, and this is just, I mean, I'm not a medical genius or anything, but it seems like to me putting a microphone at the doorway there, letting people line up outside and having them come in, speak, have somebody sanitize the microphone, and then they leave, allows people to speak for their 3 minutes. Everybody's safe. That's inside the chambers, worrying about your clerks or anything like this. When they hand in those pieces of cardboard that say what you want to talk about, person picking them up could be wearing gloves and a mask, and then hand them up to you. I don't understand why it takes so long to figure this out.
I haven't either, and it seemed pretty simple to me. It wasn't rocket science, but
I mean, if you all need a microphone and a speaker, Linda's got one. I offered it to Mary Rickard.
All I can say is that this proposal, my understanding, is sort of Adam's baby. It's kind of a compromise. We'll see how it works. I'm hopeful that it works.
Why the fear? Why this extraordinary fear that keeping people out so they can't talk during this COVID mess? Why they couldn't come in and speak to their representatives?
I don't have an answer for that. I think public transparency is one of the most important things. That's what we get elected to do. It's part of our job is to be paid to listen. And it's the old story. If you don't want to come in because you're concerned or you have a health condition, then don't. And that's nobody's making you. But if you want to come in,
you can even have somebody standing there with one of those thermometers that you know one of those ones they aim at your forehead. And if you've got a fever, you can't come in. But
that may be part of our program tonight,
too.
That may
be part. But see, to me, listening to the people is so important. And I know I'm speaking to the choir here, Michael, but it seems like to me that being able to have people speaking during this time, especially now since Newsom has closed down all these businesses once more, is to hear what our city fathers and mothers are going to, are you going to enforce that?
So what's happened so far is the enforcement has been by education only. It hasn't been by any other way that I'm aware of, at least from RPD, from Bill Shuler, and from
Eric
Magrini.
That's right.
Now, as far as what the state does or the ABC or some of those people.
The ABC can come in like they did to the Palomino Room down in Red Bluff.
That's
threatened taking away their liquor license forever, not just a suspension, but forever.
I mean, in my view of the world, every business is an essential business. It's employing somebody, it's generating money, it's keeping the economy moving, and to just make some distinctions and say this is essential, this isn't essential, and you get to operate and you don't get to operate can seem kind of arbitrary sometimes and without a lot of basis.
Which leads kind of to the next question and gets into something we're going to be talking about is what kind of tax impact? Do we have any idea what kind of impact this is going to have on the general fund?
So that's a good question. And I talked to Barry Tippin about that yesterday, and we have ongoing discussions. They don't know for sure. There's three sources of tax for the general fund. There's property tax, mm-hmm. which they think will stay about the same because the homeowner will still probably pay, so there shouldn't be much of a change in that one way or the other.
Right.
The hotel tax, the transient occupancy tax, my understanding has gone down for this summer, some, according to anecdotal reports. They get reported every month, so it's come in less than the budget estimate, but for the whole year, it's still within the budget estimate.
Okay. But if you drive down Hilltop and look at Hotel Row down there, not a lot of cars out there.
No, and the bigger question is when's it going to come back? The third area is sales tax, and bless you.
Thank you.
And the sales tax gets paid a quarter behind.
Right.
So we should be finding out pretty soon here.
Yeah. How soon?
Well,
next week or two.
July? Probably August sometime. They'll probably get some preliminary.
Okay,
estimates.
In a couple of weeks, then we should get some kind of preliminary idea about the impact this has had.
So it's interesting, again, anecdotally, boat sales and RV sales.
Through the roof.
Are through the roof.
Through the roof.
Cars.
I heard Harrison sold out all of his boats.
Car sales, not so sure.
Gun sales, gone. I mean, people, you know, they're flying off the shelves.
So there will be a loss from tax revenue from the smaller businesses that haven't been open. There's probably going to be a loss from the restaurants and things like that. But it'll be offset from the others. It's a moving target. Nobody knows what it's really going to be. And the other one is the gun sales and the gun sales and the boat sales, and those, they could be one-time purchases.
That's true.
And so while it may keep you afloat for a month or two or a quarter, it doesn't necessarily mean people aren't going to be buying boats in the winter every month and doing all that. So it's a moving target they're going to have to pay attention to.
You don't collect TOT on houseboats or anything, right?
No. They probably should.
Well,
they've been
has been a question for decades.
That would be the county, though, I think.
Yeah, that's the county thing. You all don't get involved in that. Money coming in, I can't help but think it's going to be less. I mean, just common sense would say, since we've had all those businesses shut down for so long, some of whom have not opened up again, were planning on opening up, and then you shut them down before they could open up. At what point do we, as Northern California, whose numbers are down, tremendously down compared to other places, we have nobody, we have two or three people in the hospital, when do we say, you have got to treat us different up here?
My understanding is there was a letter from the Dollies and LaMalfa and somebody else.
I think the county's writing one.
Who said to the governor, we want you to treat us differently. The heart of the matter is it's money. It's always money. The county probably gets 80 to 90% of its budget from the state. So if the county doesn't follow what the state says, the state can make life very miserable for the county and its budget and what they try to do and just play a lot of different games with them. The city doesn't get much money from the state, certainly not anywhere near that percentage. Mm-hmm. So the city has a little more leeway when it comes to dealing with the state and paying attention or not. You should always pay attention and try to follow the rules as best you can. I mean, that's the lawyer in me says that. That's what everybody should do.
Sure. I mean, that's the idea.
Well, and frankly, if you look at it, people want to follow the rules. They want to solve the problem. They want to do what they think is the right thing. And the average person relies on what the government tells them to say, you're telling me the truth. I'm going to try and do what I want to go do within the confines of that and try and be a good citizen. And I think you see that a lot. There's some on the outliers that say, you know, I don't believe what they say. I don't want to do it. And, you know, it's a personal choice.
But it's still something that we've got to look at statistics. And let's just look at statistics. We don't have people in the hospital. We don't have a high infection rate. It's not spiking. I think that, you know, that Newsom needs to back off on and look at counties. Okay, if he wants to shut down 32 counties, but he's also shut us down, which to me just makes no sense. It's like punishing all your kids because one of them, did something wrong. I just don't understand that concept. But then again, we canceled all public comments because of actions of a few at the city.
Well, they haven't canceled your public comments on your radio show.
I haven't canceled. Neither will I. Anybody. All comments, all aspects of looking at things are welcome on this show. Here's a first person, and we've got to take a break. We went camping Saturday night. All the camping spots on Shasta Lake and Lakehead were full. Went to Castle Craig's, and they had two left out of 64.
Wow.
Yeah, that tells you something. 8:32 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 102. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute and fully accredited chest pain center. They're also the only hospital around here with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means less pain, reduced risk, minimal invasive surgery, faster recovery times, only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WinRiver.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, back to our show.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 21st of July, Tuesday, 8:37 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. The Korean War Veterans Association, Chapter 1 of Reading, is having the second face mask giveaway for Korean War veterans and their spouses. That's going to happen tomorrow at the Sportsman's Warehouse from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They have 800 left for the second local giveaway. And they had, a total of 4,500. So this is for our Korean War veterans and their spouses. For more information, call Frank Rose at 247-3844. I'm here with Reading City Councilman Michael DeQuisto, and we were talking about they're opening up public comment tonight.
Yes.
For the first time. and since the COVID. And we talked about the impact that this is having on our tax base. And there's something else that's rolling into that about PERS.
So there's an item on the agenda tonight that for the city council, it's on the consent agenda. And what it is in basic terms is that every year the city gets a bill from PERS for its annual payment for basically the unfunded liabilities. The bill for this year is $18 million and some change. And if you pay it up front, you don't have to pay interest or carrying charges on it. So the city has $6 million available.
But of the 18?
Of the 18, but it's $12 million short. So the proposal is for the REU, the Reading Electric Utility, to loan the general fund $12 million so this payment can be made by July 30th. And then each month, the general fund will repay, and it's actually a bunch of specific departments, will repay back to REU the money so that by the time next year comes around, it'll be paid back, and it'll be essentially no harm, no foul. The money is also paid back with whatever interest the REU would make on this money because it's coming from the REU reserves. So on its face, it seems like not a bad idea because the city's saving a little money in interest. And, you know, what's the problem? The difficulty I have is that REU and its customer base is not identical to the citizens of Reading. REU is a separate entity, but it's run by the city council, just like the city is. REU should not be in the business of loaning money, whether it's an internal loan from one fund in the city to another fund in the city or an external loan. That's not what the taxpayers' or the ratepayers' money should be used for. And what it really means, as I look at it, and this has happened, the council's approved this for the last 3 or 4 years, this same scenario, it means that the general fund has incurred obligations on an ongoing basis, which is the retirement payments, that exceed what the general fund has available. And that's probably because of continued raises, continued increases in costs and whatnot, and they're just overspending. And if you believe in envelope budgeting, they should pay for it out of the general fund and not borrow the money. That's how I would go do it. It would be nice if a citizen could come to REU and say, I'd like a loan for $12 million, and I'll pay it back.
But you're using my funds to loan out to other people. Why can't I come in here and get funds? I mean, that's what you're saying.
That's what they're doing, and they've done it the last 3 or 4 years. And, you know, is it a big deal? I don't think it's the right way to go do business.
But it appears that the REU has become a piggy bank for certain projects like soccer fields and
no question.
You know, soccer fields. You know, we're taking money out of REU, out of funds that have been made available for, you know, one-time funds or something. But we use it to spend $5 million on soccer fields. REU, which, by the way, I think they're doing just a great job, REU is. They're literally building a fire break around Reading, and there's a good chance that we'll be able to use their facilities and what they have for this high-speed internet. And this comes in.
Well, they are doing a good job, and I don't mean to be critical of REU at all.
No, this is the city council who's doing
this. It's the city council, and the question is, which hat are you wearing as a city council member when you approve or disapprove this agreement? Are you wearing your hat as a director of REU, or are you wearing your hat as a city council member?
The question who holds the purse strings for REU is the city council.
That's correct.
Now, then we'll get back into trimming the budget here. But so the question, I guess, is how much money do they save?
Well, you're not really saving
money. Are
you
saving any money at all?
It's a misuse of the word saving.
Okay,
so the bill is the bill. The $18 million bill has to be paid.
Right. So, but the interest rate, if we paid to the state, is how much?
I don't have the interest rate. This figures from the staff. We would save $300,000 to $400,000.
Okay, so we save $300,000 to $400,000 by borrowing it from REU.
Correct.
From the ratepayers.
Correct.
Without the ratepayers being able to say anything.
If the ratepayers want to object, they can object tonight at City Council.
Okay.
But that's correct.
But that's essentially
what it is.
Okay.
That's essentially what it is. And the council's done it for frankly, I think I may have voted for it last year, and I did it holding my nose. While I'm not supposed to say how I'm going to vote before I vote, and you know, that my opinion may change, you've heard what I said so far.
I don't think you're for this. I don't think you're for this.
I'm not for it. I don't think it's the right way to do it.
It takes three people to do it, obviously. Well, let's get into the next point then. When we went into that big recession, a lot of jobs were cut. We went to the every other Friday to save money. Now since then, I would imagine that the city has been hiring people. I probably would see is that there's been a lot of people hired in the last 3 or 4 years. And the raises have kicked back in again, and they're working every Friday. How much money could be saved if you went to zero budgeting, where each year, instead of just getting an add-on of 2%, that if you went to each one of your departments and said, okay, show me you need this money, and you go to zero budget?
We have budget discussions every 2 years, and there was a budget discussion when I first got on the council, and the question of it was pretty clear to me that the highest area of expenses, labor, way higher than you would pay or I would pay in my business to go and do that. And I get that some of it you have to pay with police and fire, and it may be higher than normal. I'm not arguing about that. But there was no interest from anyone else on the council to do anything to lower the labor costs. There was one job that was combined, and so some money was saved. But there really wasn't any interest in furloughs or half days off or anything at all like that. And I think it's something that needs to be looked at because it's a way to deal with the systemic problem of having to borrow money each year from REU to make your ongoing monthly payment.
And the last time Barry was in here, we talked about this with the COVID getting hit so hard, the state losing billions of dollars on their investment for CalPERS, is that they're going to pass that on to us. And we haven't even seen that yet, though they said that we have 2 years from the time they say it to start adding on. But if we're already short $12 million out of our general fund, it stands to reason we're going to be short much more when we start having to pay this thing off.
So what I was told is the most recent figure for CalPERS return for this most recent year was 4.7%.
And it's supposed to be, what, 6.5%?
Or 7.
I thought they dropped it maybe to 6.8. But okay, let's just say it was 6.5, and it's supposed to be...
And it's 4.7, so it's 2 percentage points. Let's just say it's 2 percentage
points
less.
That we, as cities and counties, have to make up and as citizens.
So what will happen is that payment difference will be reflected approximately 2 years from now.
Right.
So one attitude is we're okay now. We'll just worry about 2 years in 2 years. But the second thing is CalPERS, if they try to pass that whole cost on all at once, could have a lot of entities say, we can't afford to pay it.
Yeah.
So PERS is going to be stuck a little bit and try to find a way to slowly increase it as much as they can without squeezing you hard.
Without killing us.
Killing
like
us.
Like the California state government cares. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break here. Latest report is a fourth unit has arrived on the scene at the fire off of I-5 near the O'Brien turntable exits north of Reading. Is it on the lakeside, Ashley? Or just the fact that people are saying
The reporting party, which apparently is former firefighter, is saying that he can see smoke and there is fire on the lake. That's
what
exact,
he said.
That's okay. Verbatim what
but
I have.
Be aware that the fires on I-5 near the O'Brien turntable exits north, at least one of those lanes is shut down. So be aware of that if you're heading north today. We're here with Michael DeQuisto, and it's been a really interesting conversation. We're not even finished with it yet. The CalPERS is going to be we're already $12 million short in it out of 18. We're borrowing the money from REU, paying the same interest rate, I assume.
Correct.
But we're going to be able to save $300,000 to $400,000 by doing it from REU, but paying them back as we do every year. And it's been like this for the last 3 or 4 years.
That's correct.
I'm not sure that a lot of people would agree with that, but that's what they're voting on tonight. And guess what? The open mic starts tonight at the city council. We'll be right back. Go on, take the money and run.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
3 Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Don't stop believing. We will find different ways for all of our governments to be screwed. Okay, I'm just kidding. Hey, I want to make it real clear. I have nothing but the utmost respect for Dan Beans and the way he's running RU. Dan Beans doesn't have anything to say about how the money's spent, though. That all comes back to the city council. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And nothing that I say about it is meant to criticize RU at all. They do a yeoman's job, an outstanding job. I'm very happy with what they've done.
I tell you what, Dan Beans has done a fantastic job. His leadership and his management has led him to being members of the statewide boards, where there's some common sense being put onto those boards that Dan's there.
Well, let me say one other thing, too, that the city did give back a bunch of money from REU it was like $20 million or $30 million where people got a couple hundred bucks off their utility bills and all that. And that was from money that was available to be distributed back to the ratepayers. So this is one issue that I'm not happy with, more of an accounting issue and a technical, legal, who's in charge issue, as opposed to the merits of REU, because giving the money back to the ratepayers was helpful. We got a number of letters from people who thanked us and said,
it really helped
my utility bill, and I lived on a fixed income, and they were very grateful for that. So,
oh, by the way, somebody says, sure glad I left out of the Reading city limits. Hey, wandering specimen, let me tell you this. You are not out of it yet either. You're still in the county. Let's talk about Costco.
Okay.
And this thing about where we've got, there's 5,500 signatures. That's how many they needed.
So yesterday was the deadline, and I got an email later last night, and it's, I don't know if it's been officially announced yet, but they needed 52, let me back up. The city council approved Costco. So there's
right.
a provision.
5-0.
There's a provision that allows people who don't agree with that decision to collect signatures to create a referendum, which will put on the November ballot the ability to undo what the city did. And to do that, they needed 5,200 signatures to be collected within so many days. My understanding is they collected 5,500 signatures, so it passed the first step of having enough signatures.
But that wasn't like having 7,000 or 8,000 signatures.
No.
And 300 signatures, how many people signed two or three times?
Well, it's now being sent to the county to verify that the people who signed are actually presumably registered voters in the city, which is, I think, what you'd have to be to sign it. So we'll see.
We'll see. And then if it gets on the ballot, I can tell you right now that the impact this will have, you know, people say, well, they'll just stay anyway in their location. Well, I don't think they will. I think that they're looking, you know, that's a good spot for them. They're never going to go down to Oasis. They've already said it like 5 times. The people that don't own that company seem to think that they can tell them where to put it. And then the next step could be an Anderson location and the impact that would have on.
Well, it's huge. It's in excess of $1 million a year in sales tax that would come out of the general fund, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
In my job as a city council person, it's to increase the income and reduce the expenses is one of the principal things you do. And to lose $1 million a year plus out of the general fund is not a good.
It'll be a plus because what they're planning, a bigger store and the gas station.
They think it'll be a plus.
Oh.
It should be a plus.
It should be a plus.
It should be.
But people have a right to, you know, have a petition. I know that. I wonder how many people really read these petitions.
I don't know.
And every time somebody tries to get me to sign something, I read the whole thing. And I said, do you know what this means? And, of course, these people are being paid to collect signatures, so they don't, you know, they may not tell the entire truth, or they may not even understand what they're having people sign.
They may not understand it.
Yeah, it's mainly, they probably don't understand it, but I find it amusing.
So let me throw out something else here.
Well, we got 3 more minutes.
Okay.
Lay something else on us that will make people go, ugh.
We have a city council election coming up this November, and there are 2 seats that are up for grabs, and the time to file your papers and get started started, I think, last week, and it's open for about a month. Anybody who's interested should contact the city clerk's office and talk to Charlene or Pam, and they'll give you the booklet you need and everything you need to
do. And who's running this time?
So this time the 2 seats that are up are the current mayor, Adam McIlvaine, and Julie Winter.
Has anybody else put it in their papers that you know of?
Not that I know of.
So we could have Julie and Adam running unopposed.
Could.
It's a possibility.
We could.
If you think that those are people that you want to continue to have in there, then there's no problem.
That's right.
You don't even have to vote.
If you don't,
you don't have to vote.
It's interesting if you think about how are you going to campaign with the coronavirus. You're going to knock on somebody's door? You're going to wear a mask? You're not going to wear a mask? You're just going to do social media? I don't know the answers to any of these questions.
I just advertise a lot on this radio station.
Well, so. And you're giving discounted rates, I heard.
You know what? I don't know if people understand this, but we have to give the lowest rate. Everybody does. And not only that, our files, we send them into the FCC. We used to keep every piece of paper that had to do with advertising. We kept it in a separate file so that if you wanted to know how much Julie was spending on advertising with our station, we would tell you that. I mean, they're public files. Anybody can come in and look at our public files. Now you can go.
That's
on.
True.
So, and trust me, we get phone calls all the time during an election saying, how much is so-and-so spending? And we tell them, and then they, you know, and their buys go from there. So, I mean, and we have to give those rates that we charge. We can't bump up the rates during the elections.
No, that's true. And you have to offer them to every candidate.
Every candidate, you know, and whether we agree with them or not, we will play their, and that's just maybe, I think all stations do this, but we think, you know, that's fair. You may not agree with what they're saying at all, but they still have the right to go out there and advertise and let people hear they stand for.
I have a thought. Maybe Carl should consider running if Linda would let you.
Nope.
Okay, that takes care of that.
Sure, let me think about it. Nope. I can't, first of all. I can't run.
You'd have to give up your radio show.
No, because my parents were married. Sorry. No, you know what? People do ask that. And, I feel like I would be really restricted then about things I could say and bringing people on and everything. Plus the fact I'd have to go off the air for like 60 days at least.
You'd be like Ken Murray again. You'd have to... figure out when you could go on and when you could go off. And
no, but that was, you know, it's real clear now. There's three things you have to do, as you know. Anyway, thank you so much, Michael, for coming on today. You've left open, I mean, you've brought up so many great things to discuss and to think about. I hope that, you know, people get involved. Go down there tonight. If you don't like the idea of